So it is solo Sunday. Right. Do you know what I find amazing? That my life is falling apart. And when a lot of people's life fall apart, they run to everyone to try and fix it. I run away from everyone so I can fix myself. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to be around people being this negative Nancy person. I just don't like it. It's not anyone else's fault if I can't handle my stuff, and I'm very unapologetic. Like, if I've had enough, I'm like, right, I gotta go now, because I'm just done with people. Because I'm not here to people please, and I'm not here to this. What's the point lying, and what's the point then staying with someone, being bitter because you're staying with them, and then snapping at them and thinking, well, I shouldn't have stayed with you anyway, I didn't want to. Just don't do it to yourself. So one thing that I think is really amazing is that when I go traveling by myself, people go, oh, isn't it sad you haven't got anyone to be with? Oh, isn't it sad you haven't got anyone to share this with? No. Do you know what's sad? Waiting for someone that doesn't even exist to come and save you and to live those experiences. Some people don't live their life because they're waiting for someone else to help live it with them. You get what I mean? That is fucking sad, man. I've probably done so much more things than most people because I've just gone on and off and done it by myself. And don't get me wrong, if there was the right people for the trips, I'd be on there with them. But I'm not ashamed of, like, my love of just going away by myself. I'm not. And I just like a stress-free life. If I go out with someone else, you know, what if they're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I'm just really not in a space right now where I can deal with it. And when I want to see my friends, I will go see my friends, you know. By the end of the year, I'll be living with one of my best friends who's also a big introvert. And me and her will be going to America. So it's all in proportion, but I can safely say that I know now if my life falls apart, I can save myself and I don't rely on anyone to save me. Maybe sometimes I'll have a couple of calls from my friends, but that's it. And, you know, we brainwash in society to think we're just half of a person. That's my better half. I'm not half of anyone. I'm a fucking whole. And trust and believe, when I find a guy, he'll be whole too. And same with friends. They'll be whole too, or they'll be working on themselves. I haven't got time to really invest consistently in people who are not whole or not trying to get whole and just walking around procrastinating. You are the best. You know, you're the best of the five people you spend your most time with. And you know what? It's okay at certain points in your life to just protect yourself. It is. At the end of the day, you know, someone can't be with you every second of the day. People are going to grow up. People are going to have their own families. You've got to, at some point, stand up and take full responsibility for your life. So go do it and fucking fall in love with yourself. Everything you need is staring right back at you. So fucking say hello to it. Embrace it. Go fucking get to know yourself. Okay. On that note, see ya.